This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, first name Scott, S-C-O-T-T, date of birth October 7, 1963, date of evaluation March 1st, 2022, referring physician is Dr. Kevin Ross. The HBI, the patient is a 58-year-old male who is scheduled for left knee surgery, period. He first began noting symptoms in March of 2021.
This is Dr. Ferguson. I'm dictating now. Is this emergency? Who is this, please? How's she doing? I'm right in the middle of dictating, so is anything urgent right now? Okay. Very good. Okay, thank you.
The patient is a tile setter, period. He stated that he began having worsening symptoms in October of 2021, period. He was then evaluated by workman's comp, period, but had been followed at Kaiser and had initially felt that not enough was being done, period. He had progressive worsening symptoms and ultimately was referred for MRI, period. The patient notes that the MRI revealed a tear, period. He had underwent limited physical therapy prior to the MRI, period. He was ultimately referred to Dr. Kevin Roth, period. Patient has reported ongoing pain, described as stabbing, an intermittent bit, but with an underlying constant pain being present, period. Pain was associated with decreased range of motion and inability to walk, period. Pain is non-radiating, period. Limited history is further obtained from review of records. It was noted that he had felt pain on March 17, 2021. He was going downstairs and began feeling pain in the left knee. He had subsequently developed significant swelling in the knee, period. He had taken 2 weeks off for vacation and the knee improved, period. He subsequently returned to work, period. However, in October of 2021, symptoms had worsened, period. He then underwent 6 visits with physical therapy with no improvement in his symptoms, period. He underwent MRI of the left knee on December 28, 2021. This showed a horizontal oblique tear at the mid-body of the medial meniscus extending to the inferior articular surface with bone marrow edema at the medial tibial plateau. Mild chondromalacia was noted in the medial compartment, period. X-rays of the left knee on January 31, 2022, had revealed very mild narrowing of the medial compartment joint space compared to the contralateral side. Left knee medial compartment measured approximately 4.5 millimeters and the right knee measures 5.2 millimeters, period. It was felt that he had a peripheral tear of the medial meniscus of the left knee as current injury, period. It was further felt that he would require left knee arthroscopic medial and or lateral meniscus partial meniscectomy, chondroplasty, and debridement, period. The patient denies any chest pain or dyspnea, period. He denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period. Past medical history, one hypertension, next number overweight, next number bladder cancer, past surgical history, cystoscopy, next number partial right MCL tear, medications, lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father died of blood transfusion but has history of cancer. The patient states that he has not smoked, correction, social history. He notes cigar use but states that he has not smoked cigarettes, used alcohol or drugs in 28 years, period. Review of systems. Constitutional. He has had some mild weight loss. Eyes. He has impaired vision and wears reading glasses. Otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Vital signs. Blood pressure 106/76. Pulse 99, respiratory rate 20, height 72 inches, weight 241.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The skin exam demonstrates multiple tattoos involving both arms bilaterally, left anterior chest, period. He is further noted to have tattoo behind the right ear, period. Musculoskeletal, left knee demonstrates tenderness at the medial joint line, period. There is decrease range of motion, period. The impression, 58-year-old male. Correction. Of note, ECG demonstrates normal ECG with sinus rhythm of 81 beats per minute. Overall impression, 58-year-old male with history of left knee injury. Period. He is now scheduled for left knee arthroscopic medial and or lateral meniscus, partial meniscectomy, chondroplasty, debridement, period. As noted, he was found to have a peripheral tear of the medial meniscus of left knee, period. He has history of hypertension and his blood pressure appears controlled. He has mild overweight, period. He has history of bladder cancer, period. He is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He is cleared for same. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.